Survey, most view Biden unfavorably as 8 in 10 say they have been impacted by inflation. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 5, 2023. Most voters view President Joe Biden unfavorably, and much of this appears to be linked to his dour economic policies, as 8 in 10 Americans say they have been impacted by inflation, a McLaughlin & Associates survey reveals. Overall, 55% of likely general election voters disapprove of Biden's handling of his job, and among those, 39% strongly disapprove of him. Notably, 61% of independents, as well as 21% of Democrats, disapprove of the 81-year-old president. His net approval has not been positive in well over a year, according to the survey. 55% also view him in an unfavorable manner as well. Much of this could be attributed to Biden's handling of the economy, as 84% said they have been impacted by inflation in some way. Of those, 46% said they are actively struggling because of it, while 38% said they are impacted but not necessarily struggling. Only 16% said they have seen no change with the impacts of inflation. Related, Jean-Pierre, people will start to see Bidenomics helping more than it already is. Polls don't tell the whole entire story. Further, 51% believe the economy is in recession, and 46% chose economic issues as the most important issue across the board. And, when asked what better describes Biden's economic policies, capitalism or socialism, a plurality, 44% said socialism, compared to 31% who said capitalism. When asked if Bidenomics has been very good, bad or very bad for the economy, inflation and the cost of living, half, 50%, said it has been bad. Just over one-third, 35%, believe it has been good. Related, Axelrod, the pro-Biden spin is wrong. People have poor views of Bidenomics because food, gas prices are still high. The survey was taken November 16 to 20, 2023, among 1,000 likely general election voters. It comes roughly 1 month after the release of the Public Religion Research Institute, PRI, poll, which found Biden's favorability dropping to a four-year low. In November, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre bizarrely opted to blame negative economic views on the Trump administration. So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was in a tailspin, Jean-Pierre began. That is the fact because of the last administration. Because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic, she said. Because they didn't have a comprehensive plan.